Hey, Mark.
Hey, just getting myself organized here.
Yeah. Are you able to turn off the recording?
Oh, that's right. Thank you for. We don't have quorum yet, but I went ahead and just started the recording since we're at 3 o'clock. So everyone watch your being recorded. Big brother.
How close to quorum are we?
Let me see. It'll be just a moment while I look up the roll sheet. I don't have that handy. Irma is running late. Let's see. There we are. Okay, Chuck, Bill, Jack, Cicely, Matt, David, Paul, Kevin, Antoine, Jesse, Irma, Charles. So 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. From the 12, we subtract people who have automatic excused absences because they're working with COVID-19 response. That would be Bill, Cicely, Matt, who's here. So we that back. Paul.
Do I get double counted?
No, not yet. You are so Matt. And then Charles is on leave of absence. So that's 12 from 8. I mean, 4 from 12 equaling 8. So we need 1.
What happens when you're at the same place for 40 years?
3, 4, 5. We just need one more person to have quorum. But I'm not sure quorum is super necessary. I guess, well, you know, we're pretty much counting Derek these days because the response from the mayor's office is so slow. I think we're reaching another milestone of a year's delay. So if we're counting Derek and Kevin, then we have quorum. Yeah, okay, wow, 5 people makes quorum with so many excused absences.
Is there a lot of excused absences? Is that what it is?
Yeah, we have 3 to 4 people. Matt's here, so it's 3 who are automatically excused because they are part of the city's COVID-19 response. And we have 1 member on LOA, which leaves it at 8. And so 5 is quorum.
Awesome. So I guess I should facilitate this meeting since Chuck did last month. Great. So let's get started. All right, let's do some really quick introductions. Let's start with Derek.
Hi. Are we just checking in, correct?
You just say Derek Mapp, council member.
Yeah.
Derek Mapp, council member.
All right. Kevin?
Kevin Hutchcroft, HHS.
Right, Matt.
Matt Geltmaker, council member.
Okay. Let's see, Valerie.
Valerie, council staff.
Okay, Dave.
David Jordan, council staff.
And Mark.
Mark Mulhar, council staff.
All right, and then here I have Nick.
Yeah, I'm a guest. I'm a pharmacist from Optum Specialty Pharmacy. Devoted to HIV care and PrEP care.
Great. Awesome. Thank you. So guests today. Fantastic. All right. So let's review and approve the agenda.
All righty.
For this meeting.
So as you'll see, it's pro forma 1 through 5. And then we are talking about training topics for a November full council meeting. And then we were start, perhaps even finish our discussion of what's going to appear in our 2021 presentation calendar. And then finally, we'll determine if the Council Affairs Committee would like to meet in December or not.
All right. So if there are no changes or anything else to the agenda, I'd like to approve that to consensus. All right. Great. So then review and approve the draft minutes from last meeting, October 13th. Please make sure that.
Mark. So you'll see that we have our pro forma 1 through 5. We have our county presentations from Matt and Na in San Mateo and Marin. And then we had our getting to zero presentation, which I did. And that was a, and then that was a wrap.
All right, great. So those went out previous to the meeting. So if there is no changes or friendly amendments or anything, I'd like to approve that through consensus as well. All right, great. Approved by consensus. Right, that leaves us to announcements. So first, let's get announcements from council members and then also council staff. So anybody have any announcements? Yes, sir. Mark.
So just a reminder that the council determined by public poll to have the November full council meeting a week later so that it didn't fall within Thanksgiving week, so that the council meeting will be on November 30th. Same time, 4 to 6, same day, Monday.
Okay. It's Monday, right?
Yep.
I completely forgot about that. All right, thanks. Any other announcements? I don't see anybody. I'm sorry, I'm having problems with my Zoom. It's not loading up people's pictures, so I can't see what's going on. Zero. All right, great. Moving on. So now we have public comment. We have a guest, Nick. Nick, do you have a public comment for today's meeting?
I just am checking in to see if there's any opportunities for me to be involved in the community. I've been given some leeway here to get involved and check and see where I can be best served.
Okay. Mark, usually for these kind of sort of like public comment from folks, what is usually some of the tactics we can use, some of the strategies for that?
For sure. So of course, for full council, because it is our formal monthly meeting, public comment is basically restricted to the public comment section and, of course, before every substantive vote. For committees, the rules are much looser. There really aren't rules. And so public will often, depending on the topics being discussed, be able to be included in the conversation as council members, since often public is coming from the quote-unquote community, which is a small word for a very wide thing. So that said, public probably shouldn't be commenting on substantive issues like our allocation scenarios or our priority setting, but we've already passed that. So I would, of course, welcome Nick to join any conversation that he feels he sees fit to. And that includes, of course, coming to any of our committee meetings and, of course, our full council meeting, as all of our meetings are open meetings.
Great. Fantastic. Thank you. All right. Fantastic. So if there's no more public comment, moving on to the next topic, which is the November training discussion. So a few days ago, I think it might have been, you know, Lena sent this out, which is like a small little packet of several sort of like workshops, ideas to be presenting for the next full council. I don't know what would be the best strategy if you want to go through these one by one, or if you just want to sort of like kick it down to steering. So
I can pull it up. It is Council Affairs that makes a decision in general on these kinds of agenda items. But of course, if Council Affairs does not feel like it wants to or is not equipped to make such a decision, you can kick it up. But that is not ideal. Kicking it up to steering gives our consultant less time to prepare for this. So it would be great if you all were able to determine it at this meeting, but it's not the end of the world if you can't. So that said, I can pull it up, David, if you don't mind, and just do a quick
one. No, yes, please.
Hopefully you all took a look at it beforehand, because I don't want to read all of this stuff. It's like 5 pages worth.
Yeah.
Okay. So the hopeful goal here is to choose one of these 5 topics. The idea, of course, is to end this very unusual year, and certainly a year in which both pandemic and a lot of dialogue around racial justice has been center with a training on topics related to racial justice. So that said, Kevin Hutchcroft reached out to a consultant. Thank you, Kevin, for bringing this idea to us in the first place. And we received a number of topics. And so here are five of them that related specifically to racial justice and that appeared to me to be able to be inclusive of all council members, POC and non-POC. So the first one is learning to oppress and be oppressed, understanding the cycle of socialization and foundations of oppression. This obviously is a foundational training piece, and it centers on Bobby Harrow's cycle of socialization, which seems like it appears in a couple other areas. So that might be a real touchstone for this consultant. I'm gonna just skip down to the last few bullet points. After attending this session, the attendees will be able to express understanding of this model and cycle of oppression, identify ways they have internalized oppression, challenge internalized oppression, and begin planning for action and change. So that's topic number one. Topic number two is allyship in action, leveraging privilege to support colleagues, clients, families, and communities. The learning objectives are to learn relevant theory and definitions, including Harrow's cycle of socialization, examine their identities and determine areas where they hold privilege, explore their own socialization and privileged identities, and consider why allyship is important in their work and communities. So intro and then more focus on allyship. The third one is examining and confronting internalized anti-Blackness and white supremacy in ourselves, our work, and our communities. The learning objectives are to learn the history of racism, including the social construction of race and ethnicity, examine their own anti-Blackness socialization and acculturation, and to imagine a world without anti-Blackness with the hopes of working towards that dream. They'll be able to look at different ways they have internalized anti-Blackness, reasons for the construction of anti-Blackness in the US, and hopefully liberate themselves. So again, focus here is on anti-Blackness and white supremacy within ourselves and this country. The fourth training topic is recognizing and interrupting racism and oppression. After attending the sessions, the attendees will be able to express understanding of the cycle of oppression, temper their emotional responses to witnessing or experiencing oppression, it's interesting, and effectively interrupt racism and oppression. And finally, our intersectional piece, where we examine intersections of race, gender, sex, and sexual orientation. So this is a sounds like an intro to modern intersectionalism, which of course is becoming more and more in the forefront of dialogue. All right, so those are, excuse me, the possible topics. Would anyone like me to focus on one of these five in particular so you can get a closer look if you haven't become familiar with them? Again, more of an intro to what the cycle of socialization and oppression is. It's the first one. The second is more about allyship. The third is about engaging and confronting anti-Blackness and white supremacy in ourselves and our work in our country. Fourth is recognizing and interrupting racism and oppression. And the fifth is intersectionality.
Matt?
I don't know why, but number five kind of feels like it would be a little bit more encompassing to me. And maybe I'm just, I mean, it's hard to read just off of a couple of paragraphs, but it felt broader, but more that it encompassed more and would impact the work better because it's talking about how do these intersections across the multiple different, you know, race, gender, sex, orientation, just kind of, I don't know. It just felt like it was more of a wider target and would maybe be better. I'm not being very eloquent at all. It's the end of the day for me. So sorry. I've been up since 5 a.m., so I'm just kind of winging it at this point.
It's fine, Matt. Thank you. Anybody else have any other input for any of these topics? Chuck, go ahead.
I like number four myself. To me, it's like you see this more in everyday life, like within the organizations, is how do you deal with it when you're seeing it right in front of you? I really like that aspect.
Okay.
And I would agree that, I mean, any of them, I don't see how we could go wrong, actually.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't either.
Any other input from the rest of the council members?
I think it would be ideal if the council members, if this group chose two, one a primary and one a secondary, in case there was any challenges that the consultant had in, you know, these are normally, I think, well over an hour. So she or they will be turning these into 1 hour 15 long trainings. So I'd love it if we had one top choice and one second choice if they push back. But, oh, that's going to be a tough one. If there are no other strong feelings about the other three, perhaps we could just do a straw poll on the last two, like which would be first and which would be second. Does that sound good, David?
That sounds good with me. I think the only input I really wanted to give for this conversation is just I feel that as a community planning body, I'm hoping that we structure ourselves to be a little bit of beyond the introductory level. And so whatever it is that we decide to choose, I want to make sure that we can get some tools from it to be able to then move forward and use those tools in the way we engage as a community body, but then also the way we engage with each other. So whatever it is that we'll be picking, I'm hoping that we can, you know, use some of the skills and some of the language that we are introduced as a group to then be able to refer back to when we have a conversation, either internally or also when we start talking about how we start addressing communities that are impacted, highly impacted by HIV. And so, I'm down. I think I just wanted to sort of put that framing of it as we move forward, because it's not an end all and be all, but I also feel like it's good to have an outside consultant be able to give something to us where it doesn't come from us. So it gives us a much more objective sort of tool where we are able to then, you know, apply it as we can moving forward.
If there's no further thoughts on this, maybe we'll just go ahead and do the straw poll now, if you don't mind, David. I guess let's just start with the fourth, the fifth. Maybe raise your hand if you prefer this to be the top choice, recognizing and interrupting racism and oppression. We have 1, 2, 3. Oh, Chuck has changed his mind. Okay. That's interesting.
I'm going with Chuck's, and Chuck's not.
That's funny.
Okay. That really does speak to, I think all of them are really excellent.
They're definitely all of them. Okay, so that's three. Raise your hand if you prefer the piece on intersectionality to be the top choice. Okay, so it looks like Chuck and Irma are choosing not to choose.
I'm one in number four.
No, I actually so sorry that I came late to the meeting. I had a previous meeting that ran late, but I was actually reading the descriptions, and I know that I didn't speak on time, but number two caught my eye, and it's only because I am a direct service provider, but I will go with the with what the majority wants. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, we have time to discuss. We're only at 3:19. So the second one was allyship, which is, again, a central topic these days, and has been certainly a central topic in the Bay Area for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a look at that, and then maybe we'll straw poll again with all three.
I'm so sorry, guys, that I... Actually...
No. I actually was, you know, as the co-chair for this committee, I try not to put my ideas to, you know, my opinions forward too often. But one, I also am partial to the allyship because I feel like a lot of the work that we do is about allyship. I mean, actual putting like actual effort into partnering up with communities that we feel are underrepresented.
Underserved, exactly.
Yeah, and the other thing is also, hey, Mark, what does it look like if we were to incorporate something like this in next year's scope of work?
Allyship in general or training topics like this?
Training topics.
I think that would be fabulous.
Yeah. So I feel like if we were to choose one now, great. And also, it's not the last opportunity we have to move forward on something like this. So yeah, I think we can keep like training topics in our back pocket that we might want to actually incorporate and scatter about the scope of work for next year, specifically just to make sure that we are able to, like, what is Thomas call them? Touch points, moments we check in on ourselves and make sure that we, you know, are aligning ourselves with sort of like some kind of like developmental stuff.
Cool. That's also the next agenda item is developing that calendar. So that's a good, well, we're not quite there yet, but almost with the bridge. Okay. So looking at all three, let's just start in from the bottom here. Straw poll time again. Raise your hand if you would prefer intersectionality to be the top choice. Okay, I'm seeing no hands raised. Raise your hand if you would prefer interrupting racism and oppression to be the top choice.
I still want it.
Okay, that's one.
Wait, just give me 2 seconds. I mean, because some of it, they overlap. So it's-
Yeah, they do. They do.
Well, it sounds like then this will be a good second topic then. So we'll have that.
Okay.
Back to right. Only one person, not only one. I don't certainly mean to diminish your vote.
I have one question. I don't know if you guys cover it. I'm really sorry again. Did we say who is the presenter or the facilitator for this wonderful ideas for trainings?
Kevin can speak more on that, but before okay. Kevin does, I just want to make sure that everyone's in agreement here that based on the 0 votes for the third one, 1 vote for the second one, that allyship will be the top choice. And if that for some reason is not problematic, then interrupting racism and oppression will be the second topic. Are we, I guess if anyone disagrees, just yell at me. Okay. All right, Kevin, can you speak to the facilitator, consultant?
Yes, it's Natalie Thorson, and the consulting firm is called Envision Consulting, and we've used them for probably the last 4 years, and the topics generally circle around racial, gender, class, justice, and she gets very good evaluations. I think the last one she did was actually on, it was a de-escalation, but I mean, she always comes up with these wonderful topics, as you can see. They're very inviting. This one I think was called dealing with clients who have experienced violence and trauma and poverty. So these tend to be, people feel quite enlightened afterwards. It's a little deeper treatment that a lot of these issues get. But I like her a lot. And I'm sure any of these 5 would be just worthwhile. I've only seen pieces of each of her trainings, but I've enjoyed each of them.
Kevin, would you be able to communicate with the consultant and let them know the top choice with allyship? And of course, if they have any pushback that can't be fit within 1 hour and 15, give our second choice.
Okay, so the first choice again was the allyship one.
Yes, and then the second choice, I'll read you the title, was Recognizing and Interrupting Racism and Oppression.
Very good. Excellent. Excellent choice.
All right.
Yeah, I will let Natalie know this afternoon.
Great. And so I want to make sure checking in with the temperature of the meeting. Hopefully that was it's an okay decision. If anyone feels that we should look at that again, let me know. Let us know. If not, let's move forward with that. And like I said, we have also next year to be able to pepper a few things like these in. And I feel it's something that we could use to strengthen sort of our planning meetings as a group. Make it less as about presentations and more about working together to really address some of these issues in the work that we do. Okay, great. So moving forward, thank you for that, Kevin. Moving forward, next thing is a work plan update for the 2021 presentation calendar. Okay. So I guess this is also you, Mark.
Yep, it's a me kind of meeting. So sorry. Apologies in advance. You know I love it. Okay, let's try to reduce that a little bit. Maybe not that much so that I can see it. I mean, is that too small, everyone? Should I make that bigger?
I can see it.
That's fine. Okay.
So, because I want to get it all on one page. So what we have here is most of, but not all of, that I transferred over. I changed a couple things. I wanted you all to take a look at it briefly. And then what I'm going to do is go through this and italicize the ones that seemed like they were only for this year or this like work that was supposed to be for this year. I'm not going to remove them because they might be things that could be continued. And then I will remove things that seemed like they were only for this year. So for January, that agenda is actually already set. It's going to be our normal 2020 year in review. And then that's actually, due to the special circumstances happening this year, going to be our needs assessment and our COLAs. I had talked with Melina about perhaps pushing COLAs to February. That still might happen depending on, in some ways, like whether we feel it's going to be too much of an information download with the whole needs assessment. But, you know, because of special circumstances, the numbers in the needs assessment will be lower. So it might be fine to actually have both together. Anyway, that's January. In February, we had an eviction defense update. It was kind of a housing meeting, as you can see, but I'm taking out homeless work group recs. Well, I don't know if I should take it out. Perhaps we should get an update on them. So I'll italicize them. We voted on that. And then this was the call to action that Vicente Consulting put together at the behest of the city or DPH. So there's always a potential, of course, of that being an update. And then there was eviction defense, which was just sort of a general in-service about current work being done in that area. So that's February. March, we had our happen update. And that was really just a little verbal update. No, actually, we didn't meet in March. Sorry, we didn't meet in March or April. This is what was scheduled, but didn't happen. Happen update did occur later in the year. It was just a verbal update. Touch point or housing, I think I could delete that. We never had our mobile medical care, so I'm going to leave that. In April, we had scheduled our STD update. That occurred later in the year in June. We had scheduled our HCAP annual report. That occurred the next month, and then we had scheduled my culmination HCV, and that also occurred in June. So I'll leave those there. Those all three, well, not STD, but HCAP and microelimination are annual presentations. Okay, I'll take that out since we've already seen it. Of course, we had our ETE discussion. We might want to still keep this on because we'll want to, number one, have updates, but perhaps most importantly, the council did request to have a presentation from the community engagement partners. But that will occur perhaps in February or March, depending on when Hannah lets me know. So I'm going to put that up, ETE community engagement. Okay, and then we did not end up having a prep update in May. In June, we had those two rescheduled ones, and we did not end up having the trans panel because, of course, by that point, we'd reached a virtual reality. In July, we had a pop-up clinic update. I'm not sure that's necessary again. We had that update because we, of course, redirected funding. We reallocated funding. We're supporting the pop-up clinic. We always have to update our Ryan White Part A eligibility on a yearly basis, and we always have to do carry forward allocation. Of course, we did not have our needs assessment provider panel because we were virtual. Also has not appeared yet. ETE vote, I can take that out. COVID-19 update, I can probably take that out, but I'll italicize it because I might want to go somewhere else. And then I provided the HRSA mandate presentation. Of course, we have to get that every year. It's mandated. Get it? And then our mega trends presentation did not occur. We decided to give Bill and Tracy a break this year on that, but that is usually an annual presentation. Of course, here's our summit. In October, we have our county reports. Those always stay there, or at least they stay there, stay in the year. Getting to zero, we probably want to keep that. EHE presentation, because we have that elsewhere. Aries report is usually earlier. It's usually in August. So I'm going to put that back there if you don't mind, because that's always best to have prior to the summit. Again, special circumstances, we weren't able to have it. Same with CQI quality assurance. We are not able to have it this year, but it's an annual presentation that we need to have. We also cut out drug user health and substance use. Okay. And then we never got to sex workers. This is all just my notes. Sorry. Clear some of this out. All right. So here's what you see. Let's just start with January. February, what are your thoughts? We should probably hold space for ETE community engagement. As we see here in February, we did have housing stuff. Do we want to consider continuing the February theme or something different? No thoughts? So, me to decide for
so,
you.
So, question mark. So having what we see present there on the screen, is that what you want to have for, is that what you're suggesting for February then?
The non-italicized are things that are, that need to occur annually because of either mandated activities or the council has determined these are really important topics that we want to hear on an annual basis. The italicized are just placeholders for you guys to see if you all want to actually have that topic again. Not do a good job italicizing. So then that's there for February. We have room for one or two more presentations, ideally just two, just one more, because with our new shortened meetings, the ideal is to have two presentations total, unless it's three short ones, which January may be or may not. That said then, so what do people think? What should the other topic for February be? Want to keep it housing? Boy, deafening.
Wait, I hear Chuck. Chuck, did you say something?
I like that housing because there's so much going on right now. And with the courts going to be coming back in and the eviction starting up, it'll be very, very interesting what happens.
Okay. Might want to do then is actually ask for the housing update to the call to action that we voted to support last year. That should provide us a nice snapshot, particularly if it's coming from, why am I doing that? From a combo of SFAF and Facente, right? Okay, February done. Okay, guys, we are done with 2 out of 11. You can do it. March, happen update. Happen is whimsical, even though they like talking to us and hearing from service providers is a HRSA mandated activity. Happen is quite resistant to giving an actual presentation. They prefer to put their updates verbally, often in public comment. So it's up to you all if you want to keep this on the agenda. I put it there because it is something that's a mandated activity. to hear from service providers, but we hear from Happn every month. So it's your call to keep it or to lose it. And also, like I said, I can't guarantee they'll give us a presentation even if I beg. Okay, sounds like we're going to lack of interaction. It sounds like we're going to try to keep it. And if I get pushback as I did this year on providing an actual presentation, then I'll just come back to you all and say, give me another topic. Okay, for April, we had two very regular ones in the HCAP and HCV. I think those should stay. And perhaps we can, but STD is always important. Perhaps we can move STD to May. To make sure we have it. Is any resistance to that? Okay, moving along here. Aren't virtual meetings the best? Okay, and so the other topic then in May was ETE, which we already have in February. Maybe I can remove that. And you know, we never did this prep update. Perhaps we can try, yeah? Always a
hot.
Okay, so let's move that up there and we will try. Okay, so we
notice how quiet I stay with that whole prep thing.
Right? Look at that. Oh, is that Kaiser I see up in there, David? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe she skipped the prep meeting this morning because she was over it.
Well, you are our person on the inside, so you know, be prepared for follow-up from yours truly. In June, we can take out STD and microelimination because those are already covered. So look, open month. I still don't know if we'll be able to meeting live in June, but we can aim for having trans either as a presentation or as a panel. Want to just try it? Because it sucks kind of that we didn't get a chance to do it this year. There was a lot of excitement about that, if you recall, from last year's meeting. Because I have a memory like this.
Question mark, would it... Have in any of the meetings that anyone has attended, has anyone done something like that where you have like panelists presenting on a topic?
I have been to many Zoom meetings where we have had panelists do that. So it can be done via Zoom. You're absolutely right. It doesn't need to be a return to a non-virtual reality. Okay, that's right. Good. Great point.
Right. And then I think for me, it's more like, you know, if we're going to be having these kind of like, these little workshops where we talk about oppression and you know, and develop, you know, a common language on how to address it. I feel then the other half of that should be then to have panelists for things that, like, you know, if we're going to talk about allyship, then we should have our allies in the room at some point.
That's a great connector. Thank you. Absolutely. Speaking of which, I'm taking out the pop-up clinic because I don't see why we would need another update on that so soon. That might be a good time for us to have, as you mentioned, David, training. Like we'll have this presentation before that and the next one follow up with the training on, I don't know, perhaps a similar topic or not, but we should definitely agendize these trainings that were mentioned. So let's do that. Because these first two are not gonna make a whole meeting. That will barely make a half hour. And a training will need more time. So that's beautiful. Okay, in August, we'll hopefully have the ARIES report. My HRSA mandate can be short, mega trends. Okay, so there's no room for anything else. So we're taking this COVID-19 out. And honestly, if there are updates for COVID-19, we should be able to just insert that one wherever, because that's a priority, right? Okay, September is summit. We can't really mess with that. Moving on to October, I would love to remove getting to zero, because even though, David, as you know, that meeting went pretty well, it was still a long-ass meeting. Although it was four presentations. You know, our county partners, thank you, Matt and Cecily, they run a tight ship. So those did come in under 30, 35 minutes. So maybe we can keep it at 3? Yeah? Okay. And finally, we have our November meeting, CQI, and we could use one more. We never did get to drug user health and substance use trends. You want to try that one? Okay. Wow, guys. I mean, people, I need to stop gendering people, groups. We did it. Yay. That was so, that's the fastest yet. time is it?
Hey, Mark, you know what? I think with the drug user health thing, I think we might get some input from, maybe even from Paul, because of the like super high spike in overdose deaths in San Francisco during sort of like shelter in place. That might be a topic that may be timely for us to talk about earlier on in the year.
He said spikes in what? I'm so sorry. Spikes in...
Oh, spikes in overdose.
Okay.
Like large spikes in overdose and just, you know, and everyone's trying really hard to sort of address it, but with sort of the COVID stuff happening, it's been very challenging.
Great. Good stuff. And if for some reason something falls through, there's always this topic of sex workers. I mean, I honestly don't know where I'd go with that. But that's an important topic, very relevant to many of the communities that we are specifically targeting on the council. So there's always that. That would require a lot more work with you all as far as like trying to point me in different directions as far as who I should connect with. But we don't need to go into that now. That's kind of in our back pocket. If you remember from last year, sex workers as a topic was actually pulled from the June meeting, because people felt that was pretty inappropriate to actually have those combined, which I certainly agree with. Okay, well, thank you all. I'm gonna just save this. Yay, and stop share. Fantastic.
All right. So if that's it, right? No further.
That's it, except determining whether we'll meet next month or not. I mean,
yeah.
Agenda item, yeah.
So we're not going to have the full council meeting, but I think it's up to individual committees to decide whether or not they want to meet in December. It's up to you all. I'd like to hear some input. I feel like we have, what are the presentations for Monday? I mean, for January again, it's just.
For January, you know, honestly, you all will be meeting in January already to review this.
Already, right?
So if you decide to meet in December, you'll have no presentations to review or a work plan to put together. So you'd have to come up with topics to meet on.
I motion to not meet in December.
I'll second. Yeah.
Thanks. Multiple seconds on that one. Okay.
All right, great. Yeah, if people are cool with it, then by consensus, let's not meet in December. We'll communicate that out to the rest of the council that we're not meeting. And that's it. If there's no further input or questions or anything else, I'll see you all at the full council meeting at the Monday after Thanksgiving. All right.
Have a good rest of your day and week, everyone. See some of you at membership or not.
Thank you all. Ciao.